我想在我们开始交通之前哈，我们还是先有一点祷告。
Before we begin our time of sharing, let's open with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Our dear Lord Jesus, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你曾经道成肉身来到地上。
Lord, you came into this world.
你背起你的十字架侍奉了神。
Lord, you bore your cross and served God.
也服侍了我们所有的人。
And you served all mankind.
主啊，你所走过的脚中。
Lord, in your footsteps.
你不仅借着你自己的话把它记录下来。
Lord, not only are these things recorded.
使我们能够明白。
So that we can understand.
并且你借着圣灵要引我们进入你自己的脚中。
But Lord, through the Spirit, you will lead us into your own footsteps.
让我们能按着你的脚中行。
That we can walk according to your way.
我们也可以服侍神。
So that we might also be able to serve God.
我们也可以服侍人。
And that we can serve mankind.
所以因此下午我们在这里何等需要你在这里赐给我们更明亮的光。
And so Lord, we need your light of revelation.
好，叫我们的侍奉能够蒙你自己的喜悦。
That our service might be found pleasing in your eyes.
主啊，我们知道若不是借着十字架。
Lord, if it were not for the cross.
我们就不能成就神的旨意。
We could not attain to the eternal will of God.
所以我们求你不仅叫我们光光知道十字架的道理。
So do not let us only know, the knowledge of the cross.
也让我们实际成为背起十字架跟从主的人。
May we be the ones who bear our cross.
我们的主啊。
Our Lord Jesus.
愿你全然地得着我们。
May you gain us completely.
在我们身上荣耀你自己的圣名。
So that your name might be glorified in our lives.
求你在这一点点的时间里面。
Lord, in this short time.
用厚厚的膏油涂抹整个聚会。
Lord, deeply anoint this entire meeting.
给我们灵里面有完全的自由。
Give us freedom in our spirit.
好叫我们彼此有交通。
So that we can have fellowship with one another.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We give you the worship from the depths of our being.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我想我们都知道主救赎我们，要我们成为一个侍奉神的人。
We know that the Lord has saved us so that we can be those who serve him.
在基督徒的经历里面，侍奉实在是非常的重要。
In the experience of a Christian, service is of most importance.
但是神并没有说呢把我们救回来之后
But God did not just redeem us.
神就说那么你就开始服侍吧
And then tell us to serve.
就让我们容许我们用自己的方法自己的力量来服侍他
And then let us serve him with our own methods and our own strength.
但是我们大多数的人
But most of us.
我们的领会好像就是这样
This seems to be our understanding.
啊，我们要服侍神
We say we want to serve God.
所以我们有很大的热忱。
And so we serve him with great fervency.
我们用尽我们所有的智慧。
We use all our natural wisdom.
也用尽我们可能用的力量。
And we use all our strength.
我们就在这里努力地为神做事情。
And we serve the Lord with all our might.
我们可以看见在基督徒中间这样的光景是很普遍。
We see this throughout Christianity.
但事实上
But in reality,
神是要我们服侍他。
The Lord does want us to serve him.
但是神没有容许我们让我们用自己的方式来侍奉他。
But he does not want us to serve him with our own methods.
神是给我们有一个榜样。
He has given us an example.
我们晓得那个侍奉神的榜样就是主耶稣基督的榜样。
We know the example of service is the example of our Lord Jesus.
其实在整个人类历史中间
Throughout human history,
只有主耶稣基督的服侍是最标准的服侍。
Only our Lord Jesus' service is the most accurate.
只有主耶稣基督的服侍是神可以悦纳的服侍。
Only the Lord Jesus' service is one that is acceptable to God.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他为我们开了路。
He has prepared the way.
他背起十字架跟从神的带领。
He bore his cross and followed.
那么他把这个榜样做神了。
He has given us this example.
所以今天呢，我们要侍奉神呢。
And for us to serve God today.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须按照主的榜样行。
We need to do so according to His example.
啊，我们必须走在主所走的脚踪里面。
We need to walk in His footsteps.
那么我们的侍奉才能蒙神的喜悦。
And then our service will be found pleasing before God.
那昨天下午我们已经讲过。
And previously we mentioned.
我们在侍奉的事上。
That in regards to service.
最重要的，我们首先需要有一个基督的思想。
The most important is we ought to have the mind of Christ.
基督的意念。
The mindset of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们的心思跟主的心思是一致的时候。
When our mind is the same as that of Christ's.
我们的侍奉就是主的侍奉。
Then our service is the Lord's service.
那么这个侍奉神才能够悦纳。
And this service is acceptable.
否则的话呢，我们用自己思想所想的。
Otherwise, we'll come up with our own ideology.
啊，或者我们这个思想呢，是充满世界的思想。
Or our thoughts are filled with the thoughts of the world.
那么你所做出来的工是你自己的工，是世界的工。
And then the work that you do is your own, and it belongs to the world.
那个不是神的侍奉。
And that is not service to God.
更糟糕的呢。
And even worse,
就是如果我们的思想被仇敌抓住的话
if our thoughts and our mind are made captive by the enemy,
弟兄姊妹们我们甚至做出很多的事情是更好正好跟神的工作相反
then the work we do is opposing to God.
我想弟兄姊妹我们稍微仔细的注意一下今天在你周遭的看见的侍奉中啊很多这种的情况出现
and so we need to pay attention to the service around us and we see this phenomena.
所以弟兄姊妹们如果我们的侍奉要能够符合于神的那个要求。
And so if we want to serve according to God's standard,
我们必须要一个更新的思想。
We need to have a renewed mind.
我们需要有主耶稣基督的心思。
We need to have the mind of Christ.
昨天下午我们讲到腓立比书第二章第五到第八节。
Yesterday we shared on Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 8.
弟兄姊妹那是圣经中间非常重要的一段话语。
This is an important passage of scripture.
我们讲到主耶稣基督心思的七个点。
And we spoke of 7 points regarding the mind of Christ.
这每一个点都跟我们的服事有密切的关系。
And each of these points has much to do with our service.
所以因此保罗对腓立比的教会说
And so Paul tells the church in Philippi.
啊，弟兄姊妹要追求让耶稣基督的心思在我们的心思里。
He beseeched the church in Philippi to have the mind of Christ be our mind.
啊。如果我们不能让耶稣基督的心思成为我们的心思
If the mind of Christ cannot be our mind,
弟兄姊妹我们的侍奉迟早会出问题
then in our service, this will manifest many problems.
我们知道在腓立比的教会里面就有两个姊妹出了事
We know that in the church of Philippi, two of the sisters had a problem.
可能他们恩赐没问题他们的这个热心没问题
Perhaps they did not have any issues with their gifts or their fervency.
也很愿意为主受苦。
And maybe they even longed to suffer.
也有很多圣经的知识。
And they had wisdom in regards to scripture.
生活也很清洁很严谨。
And they lived a pure life.
但是这两个人之间的在侍奉上出现难处。
But they found difficulty in service.
那么那个难处在哪里呢?
And what was this difficulty?
难处原来是出现在他们的心思上。
This difficulty was in regards to their mind.
所以保罗对他们说我要有阿爹跟寻都基这两个女人啊能够有相同的意念。第四章。
So I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
那么你看见保罗在这里告诉这两个姊妹的是他们需要有基督的这个心思和意念。
Paul beseeches these two sisters to have the mind of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们的心思意念啊必须要有更新。
And so our minds today must be renewed.
必须要转变。
It must be transformed.
必须要像我们的主。
And it must be that of our Lord Jesus.
所以在 这个腓比书第二章开头第二节这里。
So in chapter 2 of Philippians,
这里在教会的侍奉上面来讲一个非常宝贵的一种美丽的一种表现。
And so this, in verse 2, it speaks of a beautiful situation that can occur in the church.
在达比圣经里面它有这样的一个翻译。
In the Darby version, it says,
他说你们需要 think same thing, 能够达到最后 think one thing。就是你们要思念相同的一些事，那么到最后变成怎么样？思念一件事。
You have to have the same mind, and the result is that you will have the same thing.
我们都知道，在侍奉上，如果我们有相同的意念，这个大家都同心了，对吧？
If we have the same mind, then we will all be in one accord.
侍奉上最难的事情就是你想你的，我想我的。
The most difficulty arises when you have your opinion and I have mine.
我有我的意念，你有你的意念。
And we have our individual opinions.
这个侍奉上就会产生很大的难处。
And in service, this will arise many difficulties.
所以昨天下午我们讲到在侍奉上面，弟兄姊妹，第一个最重要的就是我们的心思上面需要能够改变。
And so the most important thing in regards to service is that we need to have a transformed mind.
让基督的心思意念成为我们每一个人的心思意念。
That the mind of Christ would become our mind.
好，今天下午呢，我想我们要交通到关于十字架和这个复活的经历。
And today we want to share on the cross and resurrection life.
我们读几处圣经好吗？
Let's begin with a few passages of scripture.
罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书第六章第五节。
Romans 6:5.
我们一起来读哈，
中英文一起来。In Chinese and in English.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们再看腓立比书第三章
，Philippians chapter 3,
第十节和十一节
，verses 10 and 11.
腓立比书第三章第十节和十一。
Philippians 3:10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。我们最后看这个哥林多后书第四章。
And finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
今天早晨晨更的时候呢，弟兄姊妹可能都读过这段圣经。
I think this passage might be familiar to you because we read it during devotion.
我们再读一下。
Let's read it again.
我们读到第七节到第十二节，四章第七节到十二节。
We'll read from verse 7 to verse 12 of chapter 4.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是为耶稣死交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。我们知道这三段的经文啊，
We know that these three passages of scripture
乃是把十字架最重要的经历，他做了三个不同的一个讲解。
This explains the experience of the cross in three different ways.
我们觉得很奇妙啊。
We find it amazing.
十字架是主钉的。
That Christ was crucified.
但是呢，十字架的意义呢，都是保罗在解释。
But the meaning of the cross is explained by Paul.
我们看见在同一个世纪里面呢，没有一个使徒解释这个十字架的意义，像保罗讲的这么清楚。
We see in the first century, no one explained the workings of the cross clearer than the Apostle Paul.
这三段经文呢，都是出在保罗的书信里面。
These three passages of scripture are all found in Paul's epistles.
那么罗马书第六章
And in Romans chapter 6,
它是讲一个事实。
Here we find a truth.
哥林多后书第四章
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
它是讲那个果效。
We see the effect.
那么腓立比书第三章
And in Philippians chapter 3,
它呢是讲到一个追求。
We see a pursuit.
所以我们有了事实
So we have this truth.
我们希望能够有那个果效
We need to have this effect.
假设你需要这个果效的话你必须要有一种的追求
And if you want to see a certain effect, then we ought to have a certain pursuit.
所以你看保罗讲的非常的完整
And so Paul speaks of this in its entirety.
那么这三段经文主要讲到十字架的哪些方面呢
What aspects of the cross are described in these scriptures?
我相信弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
And I think it's clear to most of you.
保罗在这里讲到十字架的经历，一面是死，另外一面就是生。
The aspects of the cross mentioned here, on one hand is death, and on the other hand is life.
我们在死的形状上与他联合。
We are made in his likeness in death.
我们也在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And we are united with him in his resurrection life.
这是今天十字架的工作所做的两个大的重点。
And these are the two important aspects that the cross works in us.
所以因此我们可以说呢，十字架最重要的经历是死。
And so the most important experience of the cross is death.
但是十字架最重要的结果是生。
But the most important result of this death is life.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个死呢这几天我们弟兄们讲的死呢是一个过程
This death which has been mentioned by our speakers is a process
这个生呢那才是目的
The life that results is the goal
我常常碰见一些弟兄姊妹问他说你们聚会情形怎样啊
I'll ask brothers and sisters how is your meeting condition
哎呀他说我们的聚会也不大活
They always tell me, well, our meetings don't seem very lively.
甚至有人讲我们的聚会很死啊。
And one even told me, our meeting is so dead.
所以因此呢，服侍主的人呢，就要想办法怎么叫他活。
And so those who serve the Lord think of methods in order to make the meetings alive.
你看今天在普遍的教会的这个侍奉里面。
And we see in the church abroad,
多少侍奉主的人在那里动脑筋、啊、
How many servants of the Lord are thinking up strategy?
对，希望怎么样聚会让它活起来、啊、
How do I make this meeting more alive?
那有的传道人有本事，聚会是很会讲笑话，一讲笑话，哦，大家都笑的，这个很开心、啊、
And some speakers may have a talent in that they'll tell a lot of jokes.And make the meeting more lively.
有的聚会呢，敲锣打鼓啊，目的什么？叫他活嘛，就是。
And some meetings they'll beat drums and beat other things so that you make the meeting more lively.
因为像这个平常这么样的唱诗歌实在是没味道，哎，敲锣打鼓，乒乒乓乓的，哇，大家都活起来了。
And some might feel our songs are too slow and too dead. We'll bang on some drums and then get the meeting more lively.
更糟糕的，有的还要演戏啊。
And then some are a full production, a show.
这个心可能是对的。
Their heart might be in the right place.
因为觉得教会需要活。
And they feel like the church needs life.
教会里面呢有各式各样不同的活动。
And so there is much activity in the church.
我常常有时发现像我们中国人的聚会呢。
And sometimes I feel in our Chinese meetings.
什么时候最活呢?
And when are we most alive?
有吃的时候最活。
When food is involved.
哎，所以呢，这个中国教会啊，这个最多的吃啊。
And so in a lot of Chinese churches, you'll find food involved in the service.
哎呀，看那个吃饭的时候多活动啊呢。
And when food is served, everyone is very lively.
那等等呢，一坐到聚会里面就死了。
But then you come and sit in the meeting, and the meeting is dead.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
有的时候你看这个教会的这种光景，有的教会说，你看我们教会多活多活啊。
And some churches might be very alive.
在我的感觉里面，那个活得有点奇怪。
But in my feeling, their being alive is a little abnormal.
是很活动。
It is very rambunctious.
我觉得有点不大对。
But I feel like there's something wrong.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得
，we need to know.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us,
你要有对的死,
you need to have a correct death,
你才有对的活,
and only this leads to a correct resurrection life.
你要有真正那个死的实际,
you need to have the reality of death,
你才会有真正活的表现,
in order to have the manifestation of life.
因为神所要我们基督徒的活,
Because the life that God wants us Christians to have,
神乃是要我们有基督复活生命的那种的活。
He wants us to have the life that comes from the resurrection life of Christ.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how important is this matter?
在侍奉上
，in service,
弟兄姊妹们，这一种的活
，this kind of life,
你只有用神的方法才能带进来的。
It can only be done by the way of God.
你用任何世界的方法、人的方法都没有办法产生这种的活。
Worldly methods, humanly methods, you cannot bring life.
但是今天我们可以感觉到，很多人根本就不顾这个所谓十字架的道理。
But we see that the message of the cross is neglected in many churches.
所以在我们心里面常常有一个好像里面的隐忧。
And so in our hearts, there is often a temptation.
今天十字架的光在教会里面似乎变得越来越暗淡。
That the light of the cross seems dim in the church today.
人也不顾这些。
Man does not care about this.
做工的人呢，只要把聚会给他弄得热闹，弄得活。
Servants of the Lord just want to make the meeting lively, and that's it.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
And this is a frightening situation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的侍奉是在这样一种情形的里面
，Brothers and sisters, if our meeting is found in this kind of situation,
我们的侍奉在神跟前是一点价值都没有的。
Our meeting together has very little value before the Lord.
神不会悦纳这种服事。
The Lord does not accept this kind of service.
所以神的工作一定要按照神的法则来行。
So the work of God needs to be done by the way of God.
神已经把榜样摆在我们的跟前。
God has given us the example.
神也把明确的路告诉了我们。
And He has given us the way.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要在主的跟前经历基督的死。
We need to come before God and we need to experience the death of Jesus Christ.
我们也需要有基督那个复活的生命的这种。
And we also need to have the experience of the resurrection life of Christ.
使徒保罗在他晚年的时候被关在罗马的监牢里面。
The apostle Paul in his old age was locked in the prisons in Rome.
他深处还有这样的一个呼喊。
And within him he had this cry.
他说使我认识基督。
Let me know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
To know His resurrection power.
弟兄姊妹，他说要晓得他复活的大能。
To know His resurrection power.
保罗知道。
Paul knew.
我们的侍奉最终有没有价值，就是看这个复活的大能有没有被显明出来。
That if our service and lives are to have any value, it is whether or not this resurrection life is manifest.
所以他一再的在神跟前呼吁。他知道要更多的得住基督，他必须有复活的经历。
And so for him to gain more of Christ, he needs more of that resurrection life.
那我们知道什么是复活呢
？And what does it mean to resurrect?
啊，如果你没有死过，那个就不叫复活，对吧
？If you haven't died, you can't say resurrect.
经过死而出来的生命，那个才叫复活生命。
Only the life that passes through death is a resurrected life.
我们经过了死亡，胜过死亡，那么。出来的那个才叫做复活的生命。
If we go through death and then overcome it, that is resurrection life.
我们的主就是这样的。
Because that was what our Lord did.
他曾经死过。
Our Lord died.
死过三天。
He died 3 days.
下到阴间去了。
And he went to Hades.
那么后来呢，我们看见他又从死里面出来了。
And then he came out of death.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那个就变成复活的。
So brothers and sisters, that is the experience of resurrection.
那是 带引进出来这个复活的生命。
And that is a resurrection life.
感谢主，这整个过程呢，主已经都为我们做成。
We thank the Lord, He has done this entire process.
所以今天呢，我们所需要的乃是进入主耶稣基督的经历。
So today, what we need to do is enter into the experience of our Lord.
只有从这个复活的生命出来的
Only when we come out with resurrection life
它真正带着属天的性质
Does that give us a heavenly character
有属天的权柄
It has a heavenly power
所以我想我们在服事上我们心实在是渴望这个对吗
And so in our service should we not desire after this
所以感谢主
So we thank our Lord
从昨天晚上的信息到今天早晨的信息
From last night's message until this morning's message.
我们年长的弟兄们，他们已经把这个方面的一些真理讲得相当的清楚。
Our brothers, our elderly brothers have given us a clear picture of what this ought to be.
特别今天早晨，江弟兄告诉我们，罗马书第六章，这是一个永远的事实。
Especially our brother Kong sharing on how Romans chapter 6is an eternal reality.
但这个永远的事实需要我们用信心来接受。
And this is something we need to accept by faith.
感谢主在我们受浸的那一个时刻。
We thank the Lord that the moment we were baptized,
我们就已经与基督死的形状联合了。
We were united with him in his death.
当我们从水里上来的时候
When we come out of the water,
我们已经与基督复活的形状联合了。
We are united with him in life.
这个是不能更改的一个更变的一个事实。
This is a truth that cannot be changed.
但是呢，要叫它在我们身上呢，能产生果效，变为实际，我们还需要有信心的一个过程。
But for this to become a reality and for it to bear fruit, we have to go through the process.
所以保罗一生在主的跟前。
So Paul in his life before the Lord.
他都是循着这个死与生的原则在神面前生活。
He always lived this, life of death and resurrection.
我曾经跟有些弟兄姊妹们这样说过。
And I've shared this with brothers and sisters in the past.
我们在没有信主之前呢
Prior to us knowing the Lord.
我们的行事为人的准则呢是是非的原则。是非 ,yes or no.
Our lives are right or wrong.
那么我们行事的原则是好坏的原则好与不好的原则。
We go through life deciding what is good and what is bad.
还有差一点的呢是有利没有利的原则。
Or benefit or no benefit to us.
对我们是有利的我们就做对我们没利的我们就不要。
If it's beneficial to us, then we accept it. If not, then forget it.
我想这个恐怕是我们大多数人我们在信主之前我们做人的原则对吧
And this might be the principles by which we led our lives before we knew the Lord.
但是当我们信主那一天呢
But what about the day we came to know
the Lord? 我们受了浸
We were baptized.
什么意思受浸是什么意思呢
And what does it mean to be baptized?
这里面还包受浸还包括不仅与主同死同埋葬同复活。
And baptism includes not only dying with the Lord, being buried with the Lord, and resurrecting with the Lord.
这里面还包括一个很重要的事就从现在开始起你的生活的原则呢改变。
More importantly, our principles in life have changed.
那么你现在所接受的是死与生的原则。
From now, we accept the principle of death and resurrection.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹你清楚这个点。
I'm not sure how many of you are clear on this point.
我看我们有很多的人虽然已经蒙恩得救了。
I see many saints who have come to know the Lord.
但是我们在生活侍奉上我们坚持的人就是对错的原则。
But yet we still base our life and our principles on yes or no.
并且大多数时候都是你错我对啊都是这样。
Or right and wrong, and oftentimes it's you're wrong, I'm right.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是旧的生活的方式。
This is the way we lived our old life.
你没有办法把这个方式放到这个侍奉里面来的。
And we can't bring this methodology into our service.
我们作为基督徒必须清楚一件事情，现在我们要侍奉神，我们要生活，我们的原则乃是死与生。
As Christians who are willing to serve, our principle needs to be death and resurrection.
所以难怪呢，保罗说呢，他说呢，要让我效法基督的死。
So it's no wonder that Paul says I need to be conform to his death.
他说或者我也得从死里复活。
Or attain to that resurrection after death.
那么这句话的意思就是说在一是一个在一个经历的情况里面。
And this speaks of his experience.
保罗的心是要效法基督的死。
Paul's desire was to be like Christ in his death.
那在保罗的身上呢意思就是说有时候好像很成功有时候也不大成功。
And the meaning of this was sometimes he's successful and sometimes he isn't.
弟兄姊妹，这就讲到我们实际的经历的情况是这样的。
And this does speak of our practical reality.
所以呢，今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们要得着十字架那个复活生命的果效。
For us to receive the fruits of that resurrection life.
我们所要当注意的是怎样效法基督的死。
We need to be conformed to his death.
那么什么死呢？就向自己死。
And what is this death? It is a death to ourselves.
我们向自己死，死我们才能向神活着。
This death to self allows us to live for God.
这个道理呢，可能我们今天有许多弟兄姊妹们，我们已经蛮清楚。
And we might be clear on this doctrine.
但是这个非常的重要。
But this is of most importance.
在保罗的书信里面呢
，In the epistles of Paul,
他最多的提到就是在场上奔跑。
He speaks of running a race.
我们看在腓立比书他第三章里面，他说我向着标杆直跑。
He speaks in Philippians of running towards that goal.
到最后写信给提摩太书，他也说那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And when he writes to Timothy at the end of his life, he says, "I have run the race."
那么什么样的基督徒是在跑的基督徒呢
？What kind of a Christian is running?
什么样的基督徒是跑得很快的基督徒呢
？What is one that is running fast?
我们说哦，有的基督徒啊，圣经读了一百遍，你看这个跑得很快吧
？We might say a certain Christian has read the Bible 100 times. He must be running really fast.
我也碰见有些圣徒告诉我说，他全本新约都背过了。
And I've met saints who have memorized the entire New Testament.
那么这个算跑得很快的吧？
Isn't this running fast?
人说不仅全本新约背过，诗篇也背过了。
And they've also memorized the psalm.
或者有的人说，你看我呢，这个跑的全世界差不多国家都给我跑完了。
And some might say I've been to every country in the world.
有的基督徒很热心，整天在那看望照顾这个。哎呀，我们觉得这个跑得蛮快的。
A lot of Christians are very fervent doing this and seeing brothers and sisters and taking care of them.We might think this is running fast.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是好的。
These are good things.
但是这个还不是保罗所说的跑。
But this isn't the run that Paul is referring to.
一个人呢，效法基督的死。
Those that are conformed to his death.
他才真是一个跑路的人。
That is someone who runs.
那这个意思就是说啊。
And what does that mean?
你死得越快，就跑得越快。
The quicker you die, the quicker you're running.
基督徒啊，看他跑得快不快，就看他向自己死得多快。
How fast a Christian is running can be measured by how quick he is dying.
很奇妙。
It's pretty miraculous.
我们呢，这个死的这个越是向自己死，我们就越活。
The more we're dying to ourselves, the more we're actually alive.
所以这个基督徒的。这个经历啊
，So this Christian experience，
弟兄姊妹们，实在是一个非常宝贵的一个经历。
And this is a precious experience。
我们必须懂得这个秘诀才行。
And we need to understand the secret。
在尤其在侍奉上
，Especially in service，
我们很容易就碰见死亡的东西。
A lot of times we touch the things that lead to death。
这个有的时候太过分的劳累也会死，太累。
Sometimes we burn ourselves out.
所以你看有些基督徒啊，这个服侍主啊，这很殷勤。这个就像有圣经中形容的，有的那个人像钉子钉在圣所，像一个 nail 钉在那个圣 temple 里。
And some are described as like the nails in the temple.
那么那个上面呢，挂了太多的东西，挂到最后那个钉子都挂弯了。
And so many things are hanging on this nail that the nail is bent.
啊，那个钉子很有用啊，我们教会中也是有很多弟兄姊妹有用啊，啊，在一个侍奉、两个侍奉、三个侍奉、四个侍奉，到最后那这个，你看那个都驼背。
And this nail is useful, and it's like a brother or sister that has three or four different services, but they're so tired and burnt out.
所以很多时候我们累到一个地步啊，累到一个地步，这个灵里面的光景都死了，都没不动。
And we're tired to the point that we are dry.And we're of little use.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在侍奉中很容易碰到的经历，对吧？
And this is an experience we've all experienced.
有的时候我们在侍奉上性格相撞。
And sometimes we butt heads in
character.
In our character.
啊，那么这个大家磨来磨去啊，有的你给磨死掉。
And we rub up against each other, and some get crushed.
啊。这个比较硬一点的呢，就把那个比较软一点的把它撞死。
Those that are stubborn are crushed. Those that are more gentle.
有的时候呢，我们的言语、我们的行为都可能造成死亡的。
Sometimes our speech and our actions lead to death.
所以你不服侍的人呢，好像比较少碰见这种死亡。
So for those that don't serve you.Don't encounter this kind of death.
但是我们晓得你也不可能有什么多的复活的经历。
But you also cannot experience much resurrection experience.
所以因此在侍奉上
So in service,
我们要能把复活的生命更多流露出来。
We need to have resurrection life flow out.
神许可我们经历很多艰难。
The Lord will allow us to experience difficulty.
神许可我们经历很多死的这种经历。
And the Lord will even allow us to experience death.
这实在是何等重要的事情。
And this is an important thing.
啊，我想呢，我前面这些交通可能还是在一个比较理论的性质上面。比较属于理论。
Oh, some of these things I've shared seem more theoretical.
那容许我哈，我先讲我自己的故事好了。
Well, let me share with you my own experience.
啊，那后面呢，我要请弟兄姊妹们起来讲你的故事。
And then I want you to come up and share your experience.
希望一些弟兄姊妹们你先预备好，好不好？
So I'm asking that you prepare now.
啊，那么这个我这个故事呢，啊，也许有许多弟兄姊妹们已经有听过，有可能听过好几回。
Some of you may have heard the story before.
对不起啊，这个因为呢，我这个在主面前呢，这个精力有限啊。
I apologize because of my limited experience
before the Lord. 因为这个要讲一个最合适的这个经历，用这个经历是比较合适。
The most appropriate example is this experience.
主如何让我在侍奉中经历这个死，也如何让我从死里面能够出来。
How the Lord allowed me to experience death and how I came out of this death.
啊，这个大概三十多年前。
This probably occurred 30 years ago.
那我在加州有个地方服侍。
I was serving in California.
啊，因为他们那里呢没有传道人。
啊， they did not have a preacher.
他就跟我们中间的年长弟兄们要求啊，派一个人到他们中间去帮忙一下。
And they asked an elderly brother asked for someone to come and serve there.
所以呢，那个年长弟兄对我说，他说那你去吧。
And an elderly brother.Asked me to go and serve there.
那个聚会不太大，大概三四十个人。
The meeting was small, only about 30 or 40 people.
哎呀，我也很兴奋，我想感谢主给我个机会啊，可以服侍。
And I was excited. I thanked the Lord for the opportunity to serve.
啊，那个地方呢，那么教会里面有一个很年长的一个弟兄。
And at that church, there was an elderly brother.
他呢，非常有钱。
And he was very wealthy.
他又在那个教会里面呢，负整个的责任。
And he was responsible for what happened in the church.
他一看我来了。
And he saw that I arrived.
哎，他说好，他说我有一辆这个汽车给你。
He said, I have a car for you.
啊，我那个车呢，是他曾经开过的，跟人家撞过了，然后就修好的一个车。
It was a car that he had previously wrecked, but now was fixed.
他说呢，给我个车，我就可以去跑。
And so he gave me a car so that I could.Get around.
所以一个礼拜六晚上，另外一个我住在那个弟兄家，那个弟兄很高兴，就带我们两个去拿车去。
And so I was staying with another brother, and he took me to go get the car.
去的时候心情很愉快，我想有车可以开了。
And I thought in my heart, oh, that's very nice, I'll have a car to drive.
结果到了家里去之后啊,
but when I got to his home,
这个年长就看着我,
this elderly brother looked at me.
嗯，他说你来了很好。
He stared at me and told me, it's good that you're here.
他说我们这里的人呢都很有钱。
He said, we're all very wealthy.
但是我们没有时间。
But we don't have any time.
所以呢，我就给你一个车。
So I'm going to give you a car.
你去跑。
And you can get around.
你如果能够跑出150个人来。
And if you can bring us 150 people.
那我就盖个大礼拜堂。
I will build you a big church building.
然后他就对我说, 他说你到这里来, 我们给你包吃包住包穿。
He said, you come and serve here, we'll take care of your housing and food and clothing needs.
然后一年给你做两套西装。
And I'll give you 2 suits every year.
哎呀，你知道当时我站在那什么感觉啊？
You know how I felt when I stood there?
我觉得很受羞辱。
I felt ashamed.
因为呢，我觉得我出来侍奉主，我是凭信心跟随主的。
I felt I came out to serve the Lord and I wanted to live by faith.
我从来没有生活中要求任何的人。
I didn't have any requirements of anyone.
我愿意效法我们过去很多爱主的弟兄们他们服侍主啊，那么凭信心跟随主。
I wanted to be like those previous brothers and sisters who served the Lord and lived by faith.
绝不求于任何人。
I didn't want any demands from anyone else.
我甚至也不愿意暗示别人我有什么需要。
And I didn't want to impose on anyone.
结果他对我说, 跟你说, 包吃包住包穿。
And then he tells me that he'll take care of my housing and food needs.
一年还给我做两套西装。
And he'll even make me 2 suits.
然后跑出150个人, 他盖个大礼拜堂。
And if I bring 150 people to church, he'll build a giant structure.
这个真是很伤我的自尊心啊。
And this really hurt me.
所以他这一讲啊, 哇, 我这个里面马上血气就上来了。
And as he was telling me this stuff, I became angry.
但是呢, 因为我想我是一个侍奉主的人。
But I thought, I'm one who serves the Lord.
我不能发脾气。
I can't lose my temper here.
所以我就忍住, 用力把它压住。
So I suppressed my anger.
我脸上还笑啊。
And I even tried to smile.
我就站在那里笑笑这样。I
smiled and looked, nodded at him.
那旁边他们一个执事，一个年轻的执事站在旁边。And
there was a young deacon.
到今天我还记得，他就在旁边怎么冷笑，冷笑，他冷笑。And
he was standing there mocking me.
哎呀，你知道我那个整个人被刺激。And
I was.
啊，这个里面整个像火山要爆炸了。
I was like a volcano ready to explode.
硬是把它压住。
But I suppressed it.
我说我绝对要保持我这个传道人的这个形象，不可以这个丢主的脸。
And I wasn't going to embarrass the Lord by exploding at him.
但是这个人整个里面都完了，都死了。
But I was completely dead inside.
我们晓得在侍奉上，
We know that in service,
一个人只要动血气就死。
One who,
你只要活在 flesh,
one who lives in the flesh is already dead.
什么时候你只要有，你看保罗在罗马书第八章讲得很清楚。
And Paul tells us clearly in Romans chapter 8.
我们如果思念圣灵，就是生命和平安。 Mind the spirit.
If we are mindful of the spirit, that leads to peace and life.
你只要思想肉体，你就死。
If we're mindful of the flesh, then we are dead.
历史说啊，那个肉体啊， 你只要稍微想想它，你就死了。
And it says if we set our minds on the flesh, then it is death.
你还不要说你发了肉体啊， 你只要想它，你就死了。
All we have to do is think about it, and it's death.
所以这个时候我不仅是想啊， 我整个被肉体这个充满了。
Not only was I thinking on the flesh, I was consumed by the flesh.
我又不能呢，对那个年长说，我你的车子我不要，我也不敢讲。
I didn't say to the elderly brother, I don't want your car.
我人就是乖乖的把这个车开回去。And
obediently, I took the car and I drove it home.
但是一路上开，我的心就难过的不得了。
But I was filled with sorrow.
我说主啊，这是什么基督徒啊？这些。
And I was like, what kind of Christian is this?
我根本来错了，我不应该到这里。
And I told the Lord I should not have come.
一面往前走。
And so I drove on.
心里非常难过。
I was full of sorrow.
等到开到那个弟兄家里的时候。
And when I returned to the brother that was hosting me, he was a good brother.
他知道我受伤了。
He knew I was hurt.
所以他一直在安慰我。
So he comforted me.
哎呀，你不要管他，他向来都是这个样的啦。
And he told me, don't worry about him, he's always been like that.
时间久了就习惯了。
You spend enough time with them, you'll get used to him.
你不要理他就完了。
Just ignore him.
但是我不行，我回到家里，我脸上笑不出来了。
But I could not smile.
所以我马上回到我的房间，我把门关起来。
And so I went into my room and I closed the door.
我就做一件祷告。
And I knelt before the Lord.
我说主，这个地方我不能服侍。
And I told the Lord, I can't serve here.
你知道我在做什么？我跟主辞职。Resign.
Oh, I resigned before the Lord.
我说啊，明天早晨我就回去了，我不要在这里。
I told the Lord, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm not staying here.
你看这里的人这么血气的啊。
Look at how fleshly these people are.
这么骄傲的。
So proud.
这么欺负人的。
How they hurt others.
他看，因为你知道，三十年前我还年轻人，对吧？很年轻啊。
And 30 years ago, I was a young person.
他们看不起我这个年轻人。
They despised my youth.
讲话对我讲话这么样的无理啊。
They treated me so unreasonably.
越想越难过，越想越委屈。
The more I thought about, the more sorrow and the more sadness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我里面是什么样的情形吗？
You know what I was within?
我这个。愤怒，这个里面的不满，这里面的怨言到一个地步，整个里面暗淡，整个黑
了。I was so filled with anger and darkness that within me it was all dark.
我们知道这个是什么？你现在碰见死亡了。
And I knew I had touched death.
啊，因为在我过去年轻时候是受到的教育呢，也是告诉我们需要学习向自己死。
You know, previously.My upbringing and what I had learned taught me that I needed to die to self.
啊，我们那个刚刚开头出来要侍奉主，对主说主啊，我要背起十字架跟从你啊。
And when I first came out to serve, I said, Lord, I'm going to carry my cross and follow you.
什么苦我都要受的。
I'll suffer the worst suffering.
我为你舍命都可以。
And I'll even die for you.
哇，那个奉献时候那个心志之强壮。
And I was so courageous in my consecration.
哪里晓得现在碰见这么一件事情呢
？Little did I think that I encountered this one situation.
整个光景都不一样。
My whole condition changed.
那我一面跪在那里埋怨。
As I knelt there in sorrow.
另外一面知道，哎呀，需要死。
On the other hand, I knew I needed to die.
向自己死。
Die to self.
我需要向自己死。
I needed to die to self.
你看我里面这个气胀的这么大。
Look at my temper.
这个里面整个在翻腾。
It was tumultuous, all within.
整个在这个火那个飞转。
My mind and thoughts were just racing.
啊，我停下来，它停不下来了。
I wanted to stop, but it couldn't stop.
哎呀，我说我需要十字架的死。
And I told myself, I need the death of the cross.
怎么讲它也不死。
But no matter what I told myself, I wouldn't die.
哇，那个感觉是很难过的不得了啊。
I was filled with sorrow.
你知道我大概从大概。可能我们大概九点多不到十点钟回到家里。
I got home at about 9 p.m.
我一直挣扎祷告到什么时候？祷告到早晨四点钟。
And I struggled with the Lord until 4 in the morning.
我里面不能平息。
I had no peace.
非常痛苦。
I was filled with sorrow.
哎呀，一方面这个看见这个情况心里难过。
I saw the situation and I was filled with sorrow.
另外一面看见这个环境这个情况呢，我自己又死不了。
And then I also saw that I couldn't die to self.
你看这个多难过啊。
You know what kind of sorrow I was in.
整晚上在那挣扎。
So I struggled with the Lord.
到了早晨四点钟的时候。
And at 4 in the morning, I was to my own end.
感谢主。
I thanked the Lord.
这个时候呢。
That at that time,
主就开始说话。
The Lord spoke to me.
主开始跟我讲说你不是说你把自己奉献给我吗
？The Lord asked me, "Didn't you say you would consecrate yourself to me?"
你不是说你愿意为我受任何的苦吗
Didn't you say you would suffer any shame for me?
什么羞辱你都愿意承担吗?
That you would bear any shame?
但你看看才这么一点点你就这个样了。
Look at this small situation and look at you.
哎呀弟兄姊妹们这个 主在里面这么一说话啊。
And when the Lord spoke to my heart,
哦那个真是有果效啊。
That brought about much fruit.
哇这个整个这个气啊长得这么满满的呼一下就消掉了。
My temper that had grown like a balloon all of a sudden shrunk.
主说哈这些人虽然你感觉他很肉体。
These people, even though you feel like they're very worldly,
但是他们都是我所拣选的人。
But they are ones whom I have chosen.
也都是我所救赎。
Those are ones whom I have redeemed.
他们要把你当雇工来使用。就是当佣人。
They want to use you as a servant.
但是你能不能用这个牧人的灵呢来牧养他们呢?
But can you use the spirit of a shepherd to shepherd them?
你知道主这个话一进来啊。
And when this word of the Lord came within me.
我整个人就忍不住我就放声大哭了。
And then I couldn't hold back, I wept.
我向主承认我自己不行。
I confessed.
我说你看我这个样子像侍奉你的人吗?
I said, Lord, how could I serve you?
求你怜悯我。
Please forgive me.
求你赦免我。
Please have mercy on me.
我动了血气。
In my anger,
我伏伏在主面前就哭。
And I wept before the Lord.
感谢主。
And I thanked the Lord.
过了一阵子。
After a while,
我的平安整个包容包在我里面。
His peace flooded my being.
我就平息下来了。
And I calmed down.
因为第二天是主日。
The next day was Sunday.
我要服侍我要讲道。
And I had to serve, I had to speak.
那么第二天早上我讲什么道呢?
And what did I share the following morning?
我预备的道是讲平安。
I had prepared to share on peace.
我这个整个折腾到早晨四点钟啊。
And I was like that until 4 in the morning.
我里面一点平安也没有。
I had no peace within.
这个时候虽然整个安静下来了。
Even though I was calm.
哎呀。在我们就在祷告。
I knelt before the Lord and continued to pray.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
现在最需要平安的就是我了。
Lord, the one who needs peace the most is me.
我明天早晨不是去讲一篇平安的道。
I can't speak a message of peace tomorrow.
我需要平安。
I need peace.
那么我就上床睡觉。
And then I went to bed.
早晨六点钟我就起来，但睡了不到两个钟头。
And I got up at 6 in the morning. I didn't sleep for more than 2 hours.
洗洗脸，把一切都把它整理好了。
And I washed my face and got ready.
出来，哦，那个弟兄看见我这个脸上还有荣光呢。
And the brother that was hosting me said, thought I looked okay.
感谢主，我们就到了聚会的地方。
And we went to the meeting place.
我就开始上讲台讲道。
I went on to the pulpit and I spoke.
我实在感谢主的怜悯。
I thank God for His mercy.
我从来对自己讲到，一直到今天对自己讲到，从来都不满足。
I've never really been satisfied with my preaching, even till today.
为着那一次的讲道，我要感谢神。
But for that one sermon, I thank the Lord.
我站在讲台上的时候
，When I stood there.
我觉得整个全人都在主的同在里面。
I felt my whole being in the presence of God.
主给我一篇简单的信息，把它底下鸦雀无声。
God gave me a simple sermon, and
等到我讲完道下来之后
，and after I had concluded,
这差不多三十多年服侍，从来也没碰见过这样的情形，以后也没碰见过。
I experienced something that I haven't experienced in 30 years and I'll probably never experience again.
30个弟兄姊妹。
30 or 40 brothers and sisters.
我一下台啊，他们呢排着队啊，那过来跟我握手。
all the brothers and sisters lined up and wanted to shake my hand. I was filled with the Lord's presence.
最后, 那个 老弟兄也站在那,
and afterwards, that old brother stood there and looked at me.
非常严肃,
he looked very serious.
他就过来伸手,
he came out and took my hand.
感谢主, 我就过去握他的手,
I reached out and took his hand.
一点的间隔都没有, 没有任何的间隔, 就是没,
there was
没有难处,
there was no longer this conflict.
那个握手,弟兄姊妹,那个感觉,到今天我都不能忘记。
That handshake and the feeling I felt, I'll never forget.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在侍奉中,
in our service,
很容易碰见这些死亡的事情,
we'll touch many things that lead to death.
那么这是主许可我们,
and sometimes the Lord leads us in this path.
为要叫我们能够认识什么叫做复活的大能,
so that we might know what it is meant by resurrection power.
所以我们不仅是在道理上知道, so 碰到这些情况时,
not, so not only do we know in our minds that we have to die to self.
如果仅仅是头脑上的这个知识, 知道向自己死, 你死不了的。
If we only know in our heads that we need to die to self, we're never going to die.
我们不要忘记在约翰福音16章13节有这样的话。
Don't forget the word that is told us in John chapter 16 verse 13.
他说只等真理的圣灵来了,他要引你们进入一切的实际。
Only when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
所有圣经的真理都是圣灵把我们引到实际。
All the truth in the Bible, it's the Holy Spirit that leads us into that reality.
如果没有圣灵的引领, 弟兄姊妹们, 你仅仅是停在道理的这个阶段。
Without the leading of the Spirit, we just remain at the level of the
word.那一天因为圣灵的工作,
because of the work of the Spirit that day,
把我引到主的同在里面,
I could be led into God's presence.
所以当你一进入主的同在里面去的时候,
and when you're in God's presence,
那个死的实际就显在我们身上。
The reality of that death is made manifest in us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有主的同在,
only the presence of the Lord,
能使我们对基督的死, 能够死得很透,
can allow the death of our Lord Jesus to be thorough.
你看有的时候我们碰见一些难处的时候,
sometimes when we encounter difficulties,
我们知道十字架的道理,
we know the truth of the cross,
是我们需要死,
we know we need to die,
但是我们常常说, 他也要死,
but oftentimes we say, he needs to die.
所以说我就不甘心, 不甘心死, 对不对?
And so we don't really want to die.
我先去骂他几句再回来死。
I'm going to go scold him and then I'll come back and die to self.
这口气非出不可, 对不对?
We have to let our temper go.
你这样一弄的话呢, 你就死不透了。
When we do this, then you will never die.
你看我, 这是我们在侍奉中很容易常常碰见的情况。
And in service, we encounter this often.
弟兄姊妹们, 有的时候, 我们讲, 哎呀, 我要死了, 我要,
a lot of times we think I need to die.
结果呢, 那个死只不过是你个人的涵养, 你修养, 这种道德,
it is but our upbringing, self.
就是一种道德行为了。 It, 是你 self-control, 不, 是你自己的, 压制自己的一种情形。
You're just holding yourself back.
这些都不是真实。
This isn't real death.
这个不会有属灵的果效。
This doesn't have real spiritual fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这些日子我们听见这么多的宝贵的信息,
we hear these precious words.
你不说, 哦, 现在感谢主, 我们都知道十字架的道理。
And we say, from these messages, we know the truth of the cross.
但是下面主要追我们。
But next, the Lord will pursue us.
到底在我们的生活侍奉中有没有显出来?
The Lord will challenge us and see if it's made manifest in our actual lives.
更多进入这个实际呢?
Can we hold on to these truths and reality?
是的, 我们的信心是需要不断地被神来建立。
Yes, our faith needs to be constantly strengthened by God. We need to live in the presence of the Lord. We need to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, next year we come back here, we're still the same. We need the mercy of God. The truth of the cross is not just a doctrine, it is something that needs to be carried out. So in the experience of death, this needs to be a reality for us. There's a correct way to die. And then we will have a correct life. When we truly die to ourselves, then we will manifest that resurrection life.
好，我想下午呢，对不起，我的时间又多了一些啊。我们还有差不多半个钟头的时间。
In the remaining half an hour,
我们愿意把这个时间呢，把它开放给所有的弟兄姊妹。
We want to give the time to brothers and sisters.
我相信在座有很多服侍主多年的人，你有很多这些生活的经历。
I think especially for those who have served the Lord a long time, you have many of these experiences.
啊，请你把你的故事告诉我们。
Please tell us your story.
我们先请广纯开始，广纯告诉他一个小小的故事。
We're going to have our brother Ted share first. Brother Sun said we can't preach. He said we only have 5 minutes. So I didn't bring my Bible.
我想跟弟兄姊妹交通我最近一件很让我得鼓励的我教会中间我看到的事情。
I want to share with you something the Lord revealed to me that encouraged me.
那个不是我的事。
It's not something that happened to me.
是我听到的事。
It's something that I've heard.
最近有一个年轻的姊妹她快要结婚了。
There was a young sister who is about to get married.
所以我们教会中间其他的那个姊妹们就给她了一个小耳。
So the other sisters in the church threw her a bridal shower.
这个 shower 呢不是给礼物。
And there were no presents.
大概有一点我不知道。
Or there might have been some, I don't know.
那可是呢姊妹们就给她一些交通。
But the sisters shared with her. They shared testimonies.
那有一个姊妹呢她跟她的丈夫弟兄刚刚结婚一年。
And there was a sister who was married for a year.
那她讲了一件事呢让我听到的很受感动。
And she shared a thing that caused me to feel touched.
我是不能去听的我太太告诉我。
Of course, I wasn't there, my wife told me.
这个姊妹说她说我过去一年当中。
The sister shared over the past year.
每一次我们中间有什么争执。
Every time I've had an argument.
我弟兄都是先伏在主面前。
My husband would always go to the Lord first.
那我心里我听到了这个我相信其他姊妹们很受益对我来讲是非常受益。
When I heard this, I was encouraged, and I think many of you sisters would probably be encouraged.
那这个弟兄
this brother,
他知道很快的伏在主的面前。
He knew immediately to submit himself before the Lord.
那这个姊妹知道我错了。
And then the sister knew she was wrong.
这个姊妹知道她对了，我错了。
The sister knew he was right and I was wrong.
那我这几天我们听信息。
And these few days of messages.
这哥林多前书。
From 1 Corinthians.
那个地方说是这个十字架 ,Christ crucified, 就是钉十字架的耶基督。
It speaks of Christ crucified.
他在犹太人是绊脚石。
It's a stumbling block to the Jews.
在这个 Greek, 这个在希腊人是愚拙。It's foolishness.
It's foolishness to the Greeks.
可是对我们这些蒙召的人。
But to us who are saved.
这个基督本是神的能力和智慧。
Jesus is the power of God.
我这次仔细读。
I read this carefully.
他说是这位钉十字架的基督。
It is this Christ crucified.
是我们的能力，是神的能力。
It is the power of God.
我常常想在弟兄姊妹的当中，在教会里面。
I often think that amongst brothers and sisters in the church.
我们是不是常常能看到这位钉十字架的基督是我们的能力，是神的能力。
Do we see this Christ crucified as God's power?
我们看到很多很多的能力。
We see a lot of power.
可是有没有看到这位钉十字架的基督是能力？
Do we see Christ crucified as power?
我看是没有，我自己看是没有。
I don't see this.
我看我自己。
I don't see this in me.
一般都看不见。
I can barely see this.
那这一位弟兄，这一位姊妹，我刚刚提到。
But in this brother and in this sister that I mentioned.
一个人是可以很快的来扶到主的面前。
This person who can come before the Lord quickly.
一个人可以看出是他对了，他这样来到主面前是他对了。
One can see that he is right.
所以这里一个是降服。
One is submitting.
一个是悔改。
One is repenting.
我想我们在教会中间不大看到这位 the Christ crucified 是能力。
In the church, we rarely see Christ crucified as the power of God.
是不是因为我们降服得太慢了？
Is it because we're too slow to submit?
是不是因为我们好久没有在神面前悔改？
Is it because we haven't repented before God in a while?
神连主连通过我都不能。The Lord cannot even go through me.
The Lord cannot even work through me.
那我怎么能够要求主再能够通过弟兄姊妹？
How can I require that of brothers and sisters?
我想这个是很悲哀的，我常常觉得是我自己一个很悲哀的事情。
And I feel regret in this matter.
那关于这个悔改。
And regarding repentance.
若是我不，主在我身上没有路。
If the Lord has no way in me.
我想我们需要看看就是说我上次悔改什么时候。
We have to look back and see when was the last time I repented.
那就我若是打他一下，我错了。
If I were to hit Joe, then I would be wrong.
那我在主面前悔改，我很容易。
I could easily repent before the Lord.
可是若是主接着 Joe 来打我一下。
But if the Lord hit me through Joe?
那我还要在主面前悔改。
And I still have to repent before God?
我是不是要悔改呢？
Is it really repentance?
弟兄姊妹，圣经里有这么样一个人。
There was someone like this in the Bible.
他就是约伯。
He was Abel. Job.
他就是约伯。他约伯神是说他是公义的。
God considered him righteous.
就我们人来看，就世界的眼光来看。
In the eyes of the world.
他根本不需要悔改。
He did not need to repent.
那弄了四十章，他辛苦了四十章。
He suffered for 40 chapters.
那最后很奇妙，约伯在神面前说我懊悔。
And in the, at the end, Job said,
I repent.
I repent.
In dust and ashes.
I repent in dust and ashes.
弟兄姊妹，他悔改什么？
Why did he repent?
他为什么需要悔改？
What did he need to repent of?
主在我们身上，实在要带我们走更深的路。
The Lord will lead us in this deeper way.
像我们刚我们弟兄交通一样。
Like our brother shared earlier.
这个我说我们不让他的话。
And if we do not allow him.
他没有办法走更深的路。
He cannot lead us in this deeper way.
他也没有办法把我们带到天上。
He cannot bring us to the heavenlies.
那我们的光景就是像现在一样。
And our condition will remain as it is.
在教会里面我们永远看不见这一位钉十字架的基督，他是神的能力。
In the church, we will never see Christ crucified as the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我对不起，我没有讲我自己的事。
So I apologize, I didn't share on my own experience.
可是我看我这些年轻弟兄、年轻姊妹他们身上的事情。
But I see what has happened in our young brother and sister.
我感谢主，主在他们身上有路了。
I thank the Lord, He has a way in these young people.
若是我们在主面前也愿意 quick to yield,
if we are quick to yield before the Lord,
那我们也在主面前愿意灵敏。愿意在主面前悔改。
If we are willing to repent before the Lord.
好让主能带我们走更深的路。
So that he can lead us in this deeper way.
那我们的确可以看见在教会里面那一位钉十字架的基督
Then we can see in the church how Christ crucified is the power of God. Thank the Lord. I don't have a deep experience like our brother son.
我愿意交通这一次在西岸聚会的服事里面有一点点的学习。
I want to share with you something the Lord taught me as I served during this conference.
大家都知道我是以前是搞银行的学管理的。
Everyone knows that I used to work in a bank as an accountant.
No. I learned management.
Oh, as a manager.
这个，所以样样事情我们都应该管理计划的很好。
And so we ought to manage everything well.
这么大的聚会，我们一定要用心竭力的来。
Especially for a conference of this magnitude, we need to put forth much effort.
但是到了最后一个星期啊，这个学校给我们的消息啊，是一个坏消息跟着一个坏消息。
But as we approached the conference, we got bad news after bad news.
好像我们就是不知道怎么办。
And we did not know what to do.
或者举个例子啊。
For example,
礼拜五我刚刚接了江弟兄在一个弟兄家吃饭。
Last Friday, I just picked up Brother Kong and we were having dinner at a brother's house.
这个我这个cell phone就响了。
My cell phone rang.
他说学校告诉我们了，那个就 Science and Technology 就那个 STTC, 还有 Tower, 整个的两个地方我们可能不能用，因为 gas leaking, 他们找不到原因。
The school informed me that we might not be able to use the Science and Technology Center and the towers because of a gas leak in which they can't determine what the source of.
本来我们以为他可以给我们700多个床位，结果后来只剩下600多，我们已经头已经大了。
So originally they were only willing to give us 700 and now only 600 and so.
现在又少300个。
And now we lost another 300.
So,我在主面前马上的一个感觉就是主教我们学功课。
My immediate feeling was the Lord is teaching me a lesson.
我这几天一直觉得我说我们在美国啊我们没有走信心的道路。
And often I feel that here in America, we don't really walk on the path of faith.
所以我们生命这么肤浅。
We live in such an affluent society.
我们的生命啊，很 shallow 啊。
Oh, and we're very shallow. We live shallow lives.
这个，因为我们所有的服事都是在我们的 comfort zone 的范围里面，我们觉得我们可以觉得舒服的这些能够 manage 的这些环境底下，我们来服事。
We live and serve underneath a realm where we feel like we can control things and manage things.
那主就给我看到说真正属灵的服事啊是没有 comfort zone.
And the Lord showed me that true spiritual service has no comfort zone.
尤其我们知道你这个学校是什么学校是加州的学校加州政府的学校。
This is a state university.
你知道这个加州是最 liberal, 是这个所有这个自由派的这个乱七八糟的东西都在这里了。
California is the most liberal place.
我就看主就给我看到我们是在仇敌的地方来做属灵的征战。
And the Lord showed me that we are in the enemy's territory doing the spiritual battle.
所以我在主面前我首先说悔改我说我以前一切属灵的服事我这个根基都不准确。
So I repented before the Lord and told him the root of my spiritual service has not been correct.
因为我这个人脾气是很紧张的啊，但是后来我听了这个电话呢，我里面没有什么反应。
I'm one who is easily stressed out, and when I heard this news, I had no reaction.
因为为什么呢？因为我一点办法都没有。
And why? It was because I didn't know what to do.
我本来想，哎，我们去订某跳啊，搞这个的。我后来说，it doesn't work. 我说，完全交给主。
And initially, I thought maybe we need to get a motel, but then I thought that won't work. I need to hand it to the Lord.
当主叫我看到我们在属灵的服事上面，我们过去还是依靠我们自己。
When I saw that my spiritual service depended upon myself in the past,
当主把一个大的难处加在我们身上，我们才知道什么是死。
And it was only when the Lord put this big difficulty in my life did I know what it was to die.
我们才不去活动，我们才不去想办法。
Then
we won't, 不是去靠我们自己。
Then we'll cease all activity. We won't think of methods. We won't depend on ourselves.
感谢赞美主。礼拜三、礼拜二晚上，我才听到电话说，哦，这个礼拜三这个 gas 可以有了。
And it was only until Tuesday of the following week that I heard that things were okay.
就是我们聚会的那一天早上，他才 turn on the gas.
And that the gas would be back on Wednesday morning, the first day of the meetings.
我实在感谢主，如果我们要学十字架的功课。
Thank the Lord because if we want to learn the lesson of the cross.
因为在这一次聚会的以前，我里面有一个感觉，就是很喜欢这个诗歌21首啊，就是在这一次聚诗歌本里面的21首。
So prior to this meetings, I always enjoyed what was written in hymn 21.
因为是第一句话说，我心饥渴的爱慕十字架的归去路。
The first line says, earnestly my heart is longing the homeward way of the cross.
因为以前我觉得我心里没有对十字架的路没有爱慕，只有惧怕。
In the past, I never felt like I loved or longed for that way of the cross. I was only fearful.
但是感谢主，借着预备这一次的聚会，在主面前思想，主实在叫我里面对于十字架有一些的爱。
But through the experiences of preparing for this conference, the Lord showed me that I have a love for the cross.
所以主教叫我稍微尝一点。
And so the Lord gave me a taste.
我相信，就是这两年啊，在锡安特会的主题。
I trust that the Lord in these past 2 years, using this topic,
主教我们在20年来听过的道理。怎么样带进实际呢？只有当我们肯爱慕主的道路，是这样。
We can only bring about a reality of the last 20 years of conference material in our lives through the working of God's way, and that is the cross.
我不是叫你们去从现在开始就 get out your comfort zone 去到处去冒险。
And I'm not telling you to get out of your comfort zone and do risky things.
但是我觉得我们要更多的摆进教会的服事里面。
But I think we need to put forth more effort in the things of the church.
当我们真正碰到属灵的服事的时候，
And when we truly touch spiritual service,
我们只有主叫我们看到，我们没有办法在我们自己的 comfort， 我们自己以为我们有把握的里面来服事。
The Lord will show us that we cannot serve only within our own comfort zone.
因为那里，因为我们真正属灵的服事没有我们能够做的。
Because true spiritual service cannot be done by us.
因为我们是在敌人的仇敌所霸占的地上，要为主做见证。
Because we are trying to be a testimony for the Lord in the enemy's territory.
只有主才能够做。
Only the Lord can do the work.
我们 要学习完全的放下。
We need to let go.
我们弟兄刚刚交通到从我们自己舒服的那个区域出来。
Now I'm way out of my comfort zone.
我现在很不觉得自在。
I can't lay claim to any great spiritual experiences.
我没有办法现在说一个我很大的一个属灵的经历。
But maybe by the Lord's grace, he can use this little experience I've had in him to edify his church.
那我想靠主的恩典，可以用我自己一点小小的精力来跟弟兄姊妹交通，好让他的教会得好处。
Allow me to set the stage.
让我把这个背景说一下。
This was back in March or April, and I had just gone through some very harsh spiritual experiences.
三月四月的时候，我正好经历一些很比较严厉的一个属灵的经历。
Where the Lord really revealed to me my true nature.
但在那个里头，主实在是向我显明我自己里面的真正的情形。
How nothing good really comes out of me.
就是在我里面没有一点良善。
And at this time, we were preparing for our spring gospel conference.
三月四月的时候，我们在准备春天的福音的聚会。
They asked for a volunteer to help organize it for the English group.
他们需要找人来来自愿参加英语的那个英语的组。
And of course, at this time I did not feel that I myself was anywhere near capable.
那个时候我自己觉得我自己根本不行。
But the Lord placed this burden on my heart.
但是主把负担放在我的心里。
I don't know why he placed this burden on my heart, but he did. And so I volunteered to serve.
我不知道他为什么要把这个负担放在我的里头，可是他放了，所以我就自愿参加这个服事。
And of course, when you volunteer to do something like this, everything just goes to chaos.
当然，我自愿去参加，就所有的事情都很糟糕，弄得很糟糕。
Couldn't find people to serve.
我不能找到其他弟兄姊妹一起服事。
Couldn't find people to complete their service.
我开始做事了，也不能找到人把这个事情做完。
And people reaching other people's service.
就是有的人在服事当中踩别人的脚。
And so, I ended up having to bear a lot of the menial tasks.
那所以很多很多的杂事我都要做。
And I remember this one Monday afternoon.
有一个礼拜一的下午。
We decided to print our own invitation cards at the new copier we got.
我们想要印一下那个邀请函，我们自己印。
And it jammed up like crazy.
那个印刷机呢就卡死了。
So as I was kneeling there before the copier with all the parts all pulled open, trying to look for this jammed paper.
那我想把那个printer 打开，把那个卡死的那个纸抽出来。
I looked outside the window.
我看的外头，窗子外头。
I don't know if any of you guys know me too well, but I have to be a huge nature buff. We have nature.
我是很喜欢那个自然界。
And we're kind of a dying breed at SCA.
像我这样喜欢自然的人越来越少。
And so as I was looking out there, I saw the sun, saw the birds, saw the trees.
我在外头，我看见那个鸟，我看见树。
Realize that God is in control.
我就知道是神在这里掌权。
That the reason he placed this burden on my heart.
那他把这个负担放到我心里的原因。
Isn't because that I had some special abilities that he can use.
并不是因为我里头有什么特别的能力。
But because he wanted to work inside of me.
而是因为他要在我的里头做事。
And I knelt down and prayed.
那我就跪下来祷告。
And I prayed, confessing my faults, confessing my inabilities.
那我在那里祷告，我就承认我自己的过犯，我承认我自己无能。
Saying time and time again that may I decrease and may you increase.
一再一再的，我里头祷告说，愿意你增加，愿意我减少。
And as I got up,
那我起来了。
Peace filled my heart.
那平安就充满着我的心里。
For a young person like me, peace is the greatest treasure that the Lord can really give us.
对一个像我这样一个年轻人，平安是主给我最大的礼物。
And even though I had all these tasks I had to do, studying, going to school, working in my lab.
虽然我有很多事情要做，我要上学，我要在实验室里做事。
And taking many of the tasks to make this gospel conference happen.
我要做很多为了这个福音。福音聚会的事情，我要做很多很多的杂事。
But every step of the way.
但是每一步。
When I resign myself to the Lord.
当我把我自己放下来，来到主面前。
I was able to walk in His peace.
那我就可以在他的面前面，就是走一个平安的路。
And I really praise the Lord.
我实在是赞美主。
That even though He used such a mediocre tool as I.
用我这样一个无用的一个器皿。
But at the gospel conference,
福音聚会以后
I really felt that during the gospel conference, I really felt that the Lord's Spirit was present.
在福音聚会的当中，我实在是感觉那个神把他的同在放在我里。
At His presence at the whole meeting, throughout the whole meeting.
在整个的那个聚会的当中
And.And afterwards, when people came up to me, and they said that things could be improved, or where things could be improved.
那聚会完了之后，有人来跟我说是这里那里可以做得更好一点。
I still had that peace in my heart.
但是我心里是有这个平安。
Because I knew it was God.
我知道是神。
And even more so.
不但如此。
When people gave me a compliment.
当有的人跟我一些说一些夸奖的话
and for me I can't accept compliments.
就我来讲，我没办法来接受他们的
夸奖。I don't know how to accept compliments.
我没办法接受这些。
I'm constantly in the struggle against my own pride.
那就在这个过程的当中，我里头的确有很大的征战，这是关于我的骄傲。
But praise the Lord.
感谢主。
That after this conference.
对。聚会以后
When someone gave me a compliment,
当别人给我一点夸奖
I can say in all truth,
我可以很真实的说
that it wasn't me,
不是我
it was all the Lord's grace,
是主的恩典
that I am nothing,
我什么都不是
and everything is Christ,
一切都是基督
Thank you.
感谢主
对不起，我们的时间过得很快啊。
Our time flies.
我相信有好多弟兄姊妹的坐底下心蹦蹦跳。
I think that many of your hearts might be thumping.
因为你里面已经有故事了。
Because you also have a story to tell.
你把你的感觉压制住。
And you probably suppress that feeling.
不过我明天下午还有一次机会啊。
But tomorrow afternoon you have another opportunity.
我希望呢明天下午能再多留点时间给弟兄姊妹们来做见证。
And tomorrow afternoon, I will leave more time for testimony.
所以请你预备好。
So please prepare.
好不好？好，我们感谢主今天下午在这里与我们众人同在。
We thank the Lord for His presence this afternoon.
我们最后结束的时候，我们再有点祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你拣选我们这些软弱又堕落的人来为你做见证。
Lord, you have chosen us weak and fallen people to be your testimony.
我们实在承认我们里面是一无良善。
Lord, there is nothing good in us.
我们在侍奉上，我常常给你的麻烦是够多的。
Lord, in service, we cause you more trouble.
但是感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
你仍旧为我们做了美好的榜样。
You have become our example.
主啊，你把你自己所走过的路 清楚地告诉我。
You have clearly revealed your path to us.
你不仅把圣经给我们。
Not only have you given us your word.
也借着圣灵在里面教导我们。
You have given us the Holy Spirit to teach us.
你量给我们所有一切的环境来学习。
And you give us our environment to train us.
主啊，但愿我们因着你的话，主啊，从我们的愚昧中能够走出来。
Lord, through your word, may you deliver us from our inability.
让我们能有从上头来的智慧。
That we might have wisdom from above.
知道如何跟随。
So that we might know how to follow.
我们也知道碰见这些事的时候，知道如何顺服你。
And when we encounter difficulties, that we would submit before you.
主啊，求你保守我们，天天活在你自己的同在里面。
Lord, may you keep us in your presence daily.
用膏油引导我们的生活。
Lord, lead us with that anointing oil.
引导我们的侍奉。
In our service.
好叫我们的服事。
So that our service
能如同你服事神一样。
Might be like your service before God.
这个不仅能够带进复活生命的大能。
And this might usher in resurrection power.
并且使父神的旨意能够得到成就。
And also the accomplishment of the will of God.
主啊，我们愿意再一次把我们交在你的恩手中。
Lord, once again, we commit ourselves into your loving hands.
求你继续在这个聚会中对我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us during these meetings.
也向我们显现。
And may you reveal yourself to us.
愿在这末了的时代。
That in these end days.
在不多的日子里面。
That in a short while.
主还能够得着一般背起十字架跟从主的人。
You might gain a group of people that carry their cross.
主啊，旧约神的百姓被称作是祭坛下的子民。
Lord, you have called us a nation of priests in the Old Testament.
主啊，今天在新约时代中，我们应当被称作是十字架下的子民。
Lord, may we in the New Testament be called a people of the cross.
主，十字架怎样高举了，荣耀了你的自己。
Lord, how through the cross you have been glorified and exalted.
愿在我们身上十字架的经历也高举你，荣耀你。
May the same experience in our lives exalt and glorify you.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give you the thanksgiving from the depths of our being.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.